18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Today,
start big
with Victory
Cornflakes.
Victory Cornflakes. The end of the journey will be big. Stay on your feet, chase your dreams. Give it your all and just believe that it's gonna be big when you start big. Victory Cornflakes. Start big, big.
Today, the best maize grain Zambia has to offer are perfectly toasted into golden flakes that pack a big crunch. Today, start big with Big Tree Corn Flakes.
There's a new wave sweeping across the nation. A youthful, vibrant spirit driven by the passion for a taste that boosts our inner well-being. A taste crafted in the heart of sun-kissed fields from Zambia's finest sorghum millet. A taste driven by the passion to boost your inner well-being. It's who we are, how we are, and where we've come from. Sorgho, the new taste of culture.
My son just moved to the UK and I need to send him some money. Any idea how?
That's easy. Use Ecobank's international transfers. You can send foreign currency directly from your account to his. Safe and secure.
That sounds perfect. No stress, no delays.
Exactly. Just use the Ecobank mobile app or visit an Ecobank branch and send money to any country worldwide. Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank international transfers. Ecobank. A better way to bank without borders.
DStv for Business is here for your crowd, here for your vibe, and here to make your business the place to be. From hotels and restaurants to bars and office spaces, we bring you the best entertainment to power up your business.
Yay, yay!
We're here for your competitive edge, customer satisfaction, and to match your business needs, big or small. Choose from the play, stay, or work packages.
Here's my business.
He loves his Maximo.
He starts with banana flavor for breakfast.
He moves with vanilla during traffic. He moves with strawberry at lunchtime. He even has chocolate flavor at dinner, too.
Mike, dinner, too?
I can't help it. It's Maxi Moo. Be like Mike. That's me, by the way. Move with the Maxi Moo you love. Maxi Moo flavored milk. Let Maxi Moo him.
Up your day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Harkabway, Livingstone.
Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Harkabway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Ikanturia MP warns of modern-day slavery in Zambia's mining and transport sectors. United Capital Fertilizers injects approximately $600 million United States dollars into the new ammonia and urea plant. In international news, U.S. sanctions armed group firms over conflict minerals in Congo. And in sports, Patson Daka could switch to Valencia.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Kanchiria member of parliament Sunday Chanda has raised alarm over what he describes as modern-day slavery in Zambia's mining and transport industries following a wave of disturbing testimonies from truck drivers across the Copperbelt. Mr. Chanda expresses concern about the growing exploitation of workers, particularly truck drivers, saying their treatment continues to deteriorate. He further alleged corruption within Zambia's labor offices, claiming that labor officers often side with employers instead of defending employees' rights. While acknowledging the importance of foreign investment, Mr. Chanda stresses that the inhumane treatment of Zambian workers is unacceptable. He calls for stronger legislation to clearly define how local employees should be treated, with laws that offer real protection against workplace exploitation. Governance and elections researcher has urged African governments, including Zambia, to take keen interest in the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in upcoming elections. Mercy Abiro, a researcher from Uganda-based Group Threats, shared key findings from recent elections in Rwanda, South Africa, Tunisia, Mozambique, and Ghana, which she examined the role of digital platforms in shaping public opinion and spreading misinformation. As Ms. Abiro highlighted the widespread use of TikTok, observing that the digital platform was used for propaganda in the last elections on the continent. She underscored that social media, particularly TikTok, played a major role in spreading political messages. Much of it promoted misinformation and hate speech. Ms. Abiro warned that cheap fake propaganda circulates widely on digital platforms during elections. United Capital Fertilizers, a subsidiary of the Wonderful Group of Companies, has invested approximately $600 million United States dollars into the new ammonia and urea plant project, which is designed to produce 108,000 metric tons of ammonia and 100,000 metric tons of urea annually. This production capacity will meet Zambia's domestic demand while generating surplus to export to regional markets. The investment puts Zambia on the brink of achieving self-reliance in fertilizer production. This came to light during the commissioning of the test run for United Capital Fertilizers' new ammonia and urea plant, a facility expected to transform the country's agricultural capacity and strengthen its position as a regional food supplier. Officiating at the commissioning of the plant, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Siakalenga Siazonga, welcomed the development, describing it as a critical step in Zambia's industrialization agenda. He said the investment would enhance Zambia's competitiveness in agriculture, create thousands of jobs, and stimulate socio-economic growth for the country. Meanwhile, Board Chairperson Chance Kabaye said the plant would ensure that Zambia is no longer dependent on fertilizer imports, adding that the country is already producing D compound not only for local market, but also for the regional market. In international news, the U.S. government on Tuesday sanctioned an armed group accused of illicit trading in minerals in eastern Congo, as Washington pushes ahead for U.S. access to the region's minerals. A senior U.S. government official who spoke on condition of anonymity ahead of the formal announcement said the State and Treasury Departments are sanctioning the Pareco armed group, which controlled the key coltan mining site of Rubaya from 2022 to early 2024. The U.S. is also sanctioning the Congolese mining company, CDMC, saying it sold minerals, which were sourced and smuggled from mines near Rubaya, and two Hong Kong exporters, East Rise and Star Dragon, that purchased minerals from the mining area. The State Department said it is freezing the assets of the armed group and companies in the U.S. or under U.S. control and banning all transactions with them. Still in international news, French President Emmanuel Macron has acknowledged the violence committed by his country's forces in Cameroon during and after the Central African nation's struggle for independence. It followed a joint report by Cameroonian and French historians examining France's suppression of independence movements from 1945 to 1971. In a letter to Cameroon's President Paul Biya made public on Tuesday, Macron said the report made clear a war had taken place in Cameroon during which the colonial authorities and French army exercised repressive violence of several kinds in certain regions of the country. However, Macron fell short of offering a clear apology for the atrocities committed by French troops in its former colony, which gained independence in 1960. The French leader cited four independence icons who were killed during military operations led by French forces, including Ruben Yobe, the firebrand leader of the anti-colonist UPC party. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way.
Visit icare.napsa.co.zm and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company